Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Monday, March 23rd, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast again. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest episode of the show. Going to do things a little bit, well, slightly different on this Monday as soon as I get back home from another Monday work day here. I will get into women's golf. And then, of course, yeah, with the women's basketball team getting eliminated in the season, officially coming to a close last night. We'll touch on that as the week goes on. This is the very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is women's golf, all the way to women's rowing, and so much more. And obviously, yes, the big two, or you want to say the big three, football, men's basketball, men's and women's basketball, and baseball. And baseball had a last laugh there. They did have enough offense. Right, I talked about it in the game two postcast, and like that high scoring game yesterday, 12 more runs back in game two, and you can say 12 more runs again happened, unfolded yesterday, as K-State did eventually avoided the series sweep over Arizona State. This could have been easy. This series, when you look back at this series as a whole, K-State could have easily just took 2 or 3 from Arizona State. I mean, they had leads in both game one and game two, and Arizona State, again, give them a lot of credit. Battle back in Arizona State, handed K-State's first loss in a series at Tony Family Stadium in a long time since 2024. That was also mentioned in the yesterday's podcast postcast. Again, check it out. We were rocking out episodes over the weekend, total of 4 of them. So go back and listen to those episodes. Yeah, we come at you daily, sometimes twice a day, like we did over the weekend. Yes, sir. And of course, maybe here and there, 3 times a day. Yes, the Pro Project Podcast is daily podcast. Yesterday, game 3, K-State salvaged the series 12-1. Another, so back to back, 12 run games in another shortened game, run rule game, put up by Pete Hughes' squad yet again. yes, and this is K-State's 6th run-ruled game, victory in run rule fashion of 2026, and more importantly, get back to .500 in conference play. And with this dominating win over Arizona State yesterday, in 17th victory of 2026. Again, yeah, Nebraska looming tomorrow, coming in here, and boy, Nebraska athletics right now gotta be hopping right now for what we saw in March Madness over the weekend. I'll touch on that in the other podcast that I do, obviously EGD podcast at some point. So you got that. Yeah, so Pete Hughes, hold on a second. I already know about that. Yeah, Pete Hughes saying, quote, "I thought it was a great day for our program." Goes on to say here, quote, "It speaks to the toughness of our team, the character of our team, and resiliency of the squad after 2 heartbreaking losses when you had the game in hand Friday and Saturday." See, you'll get just talk. See, even Pete Hughes, great minds think alike there. "It's frustrating for everyone, but for our guys to show up with the energy and dictate the tempo of the game of a seasoned veteran pitcher was great to watch. It's just really a great win for our program," end quote. Get back in the win column. That's huge there as well. And also huge here as Lincoln Sheffield, huge performance here, goes the distance in this run rule game here, goes all the way 7 innings strong. Nobody else follows up with that. We take a look inside the box score of this. Another dominant performance by Lincoln Sheffield and his teammates as K-State steps up to the plate and salvages a game in the series, 12-1 yesterday at Tony Family Stadium. Eddie Greer, your host of that other podcast, of the other K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Arizona State did strike first, had their one and only run in the first inning. That was it. Lincoln Sheffield was fantastic. Getting more in his alley in a minute. K-State, 5 runs in the 3rd to take the lead and they did not look back. Two more in the fourth, five more in the bottom of the fifth, and that was all she wrote, folks. As Yemp said, Arizona State, they ran out of gas because they scored 18 runs in game two over the weekend on Saturday. And I actually mentioned, man, who's going to have something left in the tank? I did say that. Who's going to have something left in the tank for game three? Third game in a row. Who's going to have something left in the tank? And to pierce me, in case they was pissed off enough, hey, we got to get right. So they had plenty of gas left there for them in that. Lincoln Sheffield goes to distance, complete game, five hits, a run, that was earned, a walk, struck out six Sun Devils there. Cole Keckler got the loss for Arizona State. He went 4 2/3, and K-State roughed him up. 12 hits, 11 of those runs off of him, nine earned runs, three walks, five strikeouts. Austin Muzo cleaned up for Arizona State there. As well, offensively for Arizona State in the game, Dominic Cimandino, 1 for 3. I'm also going to go do the hat trick because I mentioned him all weekend long. PJ Muzurish. Sorry, I might have butchered your name. Your last name, I'm sorry. He went 2 for 3. Landon Hairston, also someone I mentioned throughout the series, went 1 for 3 in the ball game there. And Dean Togio, who had a huge game too, who played a huge part in that win. Hitting two home runs in game two, scored a run. He went hitless in the game for Arizona State over three. My guy Shantiro flipping the card over to K-State, scored two runs, drove in two, 3 for 4 in the game. D. Kennedy went hitless, yesterday. They were hitting second there. Tyson Malosky, this is what I'm talking about. 3 for 4. Score three runs, drove in two more. Carlos Vasquez also. So you had Carlos Vasquez, Simulaski, and Shantiro. All of them had three hits and drove in two runs. That's what you need for the top of your 1 through 4 hitters, right? You want that production, and actually, really, that credits to the bottom of the order, too. When they can get on base and you can drive in those runs, and also, really, it all starts at the top, and and it fluctuates down to the bottom of the order right there. So you got to give this whole lineup credit again. Hey, if you guys success the bottom of the order, that's just, again, it makes your lineup that much tougher and that much deeper as well. Grant Gallagher, he went 2 for 3 in the game as well there, as K-State rolls in this ball game. No home runs, surprisingly, for K-State yesterday in this game. Yesterday, so that was a little surprising there. But hey, you know, you win to win at this point. If you get solid pitching, now look at Sheffield. I could easily sit here and say I can make an argument for him switching things up, make him the number one guy instead of James Gaet. No shade. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Mix things up a little bit. Kind of shake some things around a little bit, you know, just like Jordan Smith and the head coach of the women's tennis team. And more on them when I record on them tonight when I get home from work and then potentially second run. But it's just, you know, Jordan Smith, I'll go about him for a minute. I'm going to cross it over a little bit. Making the changes and flip-flopping the Cosmojog sisters. Over the weekend, right? Marlogo and Mata, right? They're at the top of the heat, and they should be. You can interchange them. Now, I wasn't saying that before, but, you know, how talented they are and all that, it all starts with them. And if they don't have success, the rest of the team doesn't. But we've seen here and there flashes that those young ladies on that women's tennis team have stepped up to the plate. Now, I don't know what happened. It's TCU. I'll find out here when I get off of here. Off this mic, but he flip-flopped. Coach Smith flip-flopped the sisters. Marlogo was his 2 seed, was the number 2 player, and Mata led the way. So she was the number 1. So flipping back over to baseball, I mean, I can really sit here and make an argument case for Lucky Sheffield being an ace, a lefty, an ace for the staff, and then you can have James Gaet, man, just change it up a little bit. And I can't think of whoever this third pitcher is. or let's just say, let's throw Adam Arthur. He's a bullpen guy, but let's just throw him in there, for example. Like, he could be easily a number one starter anywhere else, I think, in my mind. That's just me. That's just me. But, again, no shade at James. Yeah, I mean, he's been good as well. That's not a case today, but maybe a little change up in the series. And maybe, who knows? Maybe if K-State, you know, bullpen can hold up, everything else like that, or your offense will score a couple more runs and all that, then this could be a different story. Like, again, this series could have easily flipped K-State's direction. Easily. But, again, got to give credit to Arizona State there, coming into Toyton Family and handling business right there as well. Let me see here. So, now, here is, stay on the pitching for a minute. This is the second game. Hold on a second. Yeah, this is the second game this year that a K-State pitcher has completed a game. And I probably should have looked at these notes and put Tanner Duke as that. But Tanner Duke, he pitched against Houston, had a complete game there as well. Look at Sheffield. Stay on that number two number. His second career at K-State, complete game. So there's that as well. So a day off today for the Batcats, and then they turn around and host Nebraska. As I said, they got a lot of mojo right now. Whether that's baseball, and they're looking pretty good at baseball right now as well. And March Madness, of course, Nebraska going to the Sweet 16 for the first time in program history. And their baseball team is feeding off that momentum right now. They're 18-6 right now. And they only lost one game in conference play. They're 5-1 in the Big Ten. They're coming into Toyton Family tomorrow night at 6, and this is going to be, the first of Toyton Tuesdays that they're doing this year. That's new, fresh and new. I like that. I like that. So what I really like is see K-State carry that momentum into Tuesday night. That offense, back-to-back 12-run games. Let's see if they can keep that mojo going and try to put a halt to Nebraska on Tuesday night. This is going to shape to be a good game. Always with these, our former foe from up north, Nebraska Cornhuskers out there, and I believe, hold up a second, yeah, all right, yeah, I know we played them early in the year, so this is the second time these teams are going to meet, and early this year, it was K-State taking care of Nebraska down in Arlington for the Globe Life three-game little baseball series we had down there, 5-3, early on in the season. Now Nebraska's got to come to Manhattan now, and they're going to be looking for revenge. Hopefully we can deny them of that. So that's like, did we play this team before? I'm like, yep, we had. Earlier in the season. So there's that as well. So, but hey, it's nice to end the weekend on somewhat of a good note there from the K-State baseball team as they manhandle Arizona State in Game 3, and tomorrow night hosting Nebraska again for round two of the former Big 12 rivals there. As first time they met in down in Arlington, Texas, K-State won that. So let's see if they can put the sweep on Nebraska tomorrow night. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found Freeman Bowl daily. We just record K-State content. Y'all know what we're talking about here on this show. All things K-State sports, it's daily podcast. Sometimes we come at you twice a day. It's been more common now, like it was over the weekend. Go check it out. You missed out any episodes from over the weekend. And here and there, three times a day. But you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that today. You'll definitely get two times a day there as well. We'll take a look at women's tennis and see how they did against TCU. And then I'll record tomorrow the season-ending loss for K-State women's basketball as their season officially now is over after their loss to Cal in the second round of the WBIT. Alex Hayden out there in Scene of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. And again, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Patrick Podcast. K-State salvage a game in the series, 12. Arizona State 1. And K-State now balloons to 17-7 on the season. Hang on, so yeah, seven. Yep, don't want to get it wrong. 17-7 in the 2026 season. This has been another edition postcast of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas Sports Cats.